Hey, I am Joe Cazera, as Jeff Ramirez just said. You're listening to KXT 91.7. You know, there's an absolute wealth of great music right here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and one of the most dynamic and musically sophisticated bands in our area joins us in the studio today. All the band members are degreed musicians from the renowned jazz program at the University of North Texas.
That's fair.
Their music is a blend of rock, pop, jazz, opera, bluegrass, and has been described as Queen meets Ben Folds in Motown. My personal favorite description of the band's sound and image comes right off their MySpace page. It says their lush string arrangements and massive guitar solos are almost as big as burly frontman Adrian Hewlett's beard. KXT is proud to welcome live in the studio today Denton band Oso Closo. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so I'd like to just, you know, ask if you could just start us off with a song. But before we do, Adrian Hewlett, pianist and frontman, would you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Yeah. Over on bass, we got Andy Rogers from Nashville, Tennessee. And on drums, we've got Ryan Jacoby from Chicago, Illinois. And playing guitar and mandolin and various other... Oh, a little piano today, I think, is Chris McQueen. And our other guitar player, Danny Garcia. And I'm Adrian. And that's us.
Great. What song were we going to hear first?
This first one is off of our first record that we put out a couple years ago. It's called Reverend.
I may have just lied, but I will try to make it right. Will I recognize? Do you recognize? We don't seem to have. And I know that I Maybe I'm just lying, but I will try to make it right.
Denton Band, Oh So Closo on KXT 91.7. Very, very nice. Excellent. That was Reverend from your first LP, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Excellent. Now, this one goes to anyone, really. Talk a moment about the jazz program at UNT and how much you've applied it to the music in Oh So Closo.
Well, I would definitely have to defer over to that side of the room because I wasn't in it, actually.
There's only actually two of us that graduated, and then Andy, our bass player, went for a little while.
Spent a little time there.
I would have to say that we probably, like, don't make any, active effort to incorporate any kind of, like, education or, you know, academia is what we do. We kind of, like, if anything, try not to, I guess. You know, we just try to go with what we feel. And I think that the fact that we've studied a lot, or some of us have studied a lot, you know, and the fact that some of us haven't makes for, like, a really good combination of, like, you know, head and gut, you know. And we just really try to aim for, like, what feels good, and then we let the fact that we've learned some things about music go to, like, sort of unconsciously serve that purpose. If that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely. Making an instrument change. So Adrian's going to play guitar now. Andy's playing lead guitar, correct?
Yeah, that's
there we
right.
go. Okay.
in a sort of dobro-ish fashion.
Okay. On the bio page of your website, it says that you can do 4 hours of covers, and that's a lot of music.
Oh, gracious.
What tunes could we expect to hear in your set of covers?
Oh, you know, we do a whole crazy, huge, wide range of stuff. I'm partial to all of the kind of old-school soul type of stuff that we've been learning lately. We do Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. If you don't know me by now, and we do Just Give Me Some Kind of Sign.
We like to do a lot of Weezer.
Yeah, I don't know, it's kind of whatever. It's just sort of whatever we like.
I'm trying to talk him into covering a Queen tune, actually.
Yeah.
That would be great. So, okay, what's your next song going to be?
The next one's actually brand new. It's not on any of our records or anything, and it's cool. I just wrote it. It's about... Joe Kittinger, he's the first man ever in space, and he took a hot air balloon up, and he jumped out with a parachute and lived through the whole thing. And anyway, it's a love song from him to his wife before he heads out to space, I guess. But yeah, brand new Oso. Who gave me that pick? Sorry, radio listeners. Here we go. Prepare yourself, my love. I'm ready to fly. What I am attempting may cause me to die. I'll soar above all things. But even the sky, prepare yourself, my love. I'm ready to fly. Thank you.
as I rise from the ground. All things become small. The exit of sound and the fear that I'll fall. And then the sensation I'm really close by. Prepare yourself now. I'm ready to fly. Why this way? Why this time?
Brand new Oh So Closer. You heard it first here on KXT 91.7 live in the studio. Kittinger. It's a brand new single from Oh So Closer. So tell us about your role in last year's Dallas Theater Center's production of The Who's Tommy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, we did this production of The Who's Tommy with Dallas Theater Center and Kevin Moriarty, the newest director over there. And it was a real different kind of approach to that show because Kevin's vision was to have live musicians on stage that were incorporated into the show, incorporated into the story. And so it's a rock opera. There's no script. It's just songs. And so, you know, you can sort of almost interpret it however you'd like to as far as the story is concerned. And so in it, we ended up sort of taking on a role of kind of like an angelic presence in the life of the main character, Tommy. It was real cool. We, you know, interacted in between, and we're all wireless, walking around and choreography and all sorts of crazy stuff. It was really great. Yeah.
So what would you say to Oso Closo followers and really anyone, new listeners, about KXT and to other local bands? What does it mean to you, and to what should it mean to other musicians?
Everyone needs to take a second to recognize how fortunate we are in DFW to have an NPR station that's member-based and commercial-free and full of local music, because being a musician is really difficult as far as making your life work. You know, you got to spend time on the road all the time. If that's not making enough money, it's hard to hold down a job, that sort of thing, you know. And so any kind of help advancing, getting out there, getting in people's ears is just, like, invaluable. And with commercial radio, you just can't even, I mean, it's difficult to break in without, you know, selling your soul. So, you know, it's great to have, absolutely great to have a station in town with people who care about what's happening in town and the talent that's growing and communicating with each other right here in DFW. And so I would say, if I had to say anything to anyone, I would say just listen to this station all the time. I do, and all the music is fantastic, and I never get tired of it. And open up your wallet, too. It's that season right now, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And they can become a member at 1-877-469-3135. And would you do one more song for us?
You got it.
Great.
Yeah. This one is called Photograph. It's off our newest record, Today is Beauty's Birthday.
There's a memory when you first came to me, the image soft and kind will never leave my mind. Take a picture of joy you have in a photograph. the joy you have in our fold.
Very nice, guys. Photograph. That's Oso Closo. That's from their second album called, the newest album called Today is Beauty's Birthday. It's beautiful. Very nice. So one more question before I let you go. The most important question we've ever asked any band or artist that's appeared live here in the studio. What is the Oso Closo burrito?
Classic. The Oso Closo burrito, it is, well, it's a steak burrito. So all you vegetarians out there, you should know that if you go to Chipotle and order it, you're welcome to get it vegetarian. We encourage. But yeah, we won a national Chipotle Make Your Own Burrito competition. We wrote a song and made a video and ended up winning $10,000 and here in DFW for the next month, if you go to Chipotle, you can go and order the Oso Closo Burrito. So yeah, check it out. It's tasty.
I've got to try it. Our sound man Eric will laugh at me, but does it have onions in it?
It does.
Peppers and onions.
Peppers, okay. And onions.
But you know, again, that's the brilliant thing about it is. We just wanted a burrito with our name, and we don't care what you eat. You know, just check it out. You can order it and change it all you want.
Fantastic.
You can watch the video on YouTube. It's up. And I think mychipotle.com, it's on there. So
yeah. If anyone just YouTube, is interested. Just YouTube Oso Closo Burrito and check it out.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we're the only Oso Burrito.
Denton Van Oso Closo were our guests today in the studio. They are Adrian Hewlett, Chris McQueen, Danny Garcia, Andy Rogers, and Ryan Jacoby, right?
Yeah, come to Haley's Saturday night. We're playing with you guys. I've played a lot of their stuff. Telegraph Canyon, some of our friends from Fort Worth. We're doing a show with him. So you guys should come out.
Excellent. Guys, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks again, Joe.
Thanks.
For more listings of live performances, visit the concerts events page at kxt.org. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.